Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Diana and John with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, the contract for the 2032 Victoria Park Stadium Master Plan has been awarded despite uncertainty of where the stadium will be built. Engineering and construction consultancy Arup have been named the successful tender less than 2 months after expressions of interest were called. Questions have been raised, however, on how much work Arup can achieve without a specific location for the stadium within Victoria Park. Deputy Premier Jared Bly said he was confident this vital detail would not be an impediment to the project and that he could guarantee the stadium would be built in Victoria Park, saying, quote, "I don't think Queenslanders are going to mind whether it's in that corner or this corner," unquote. With the Games only 7 years away, the state government faces pressure to start construction.
And a second Queensland coal miner has announced job cuts with more than 200 positions involved in its offices. Brisbane mining company Anglo American has asked for expressions of interest for voluntary redundancies, including those at the company's underground Grosvenor coal mine Nimarambo, which has been closed since June 2024 due to an underground fire. Mining giant BHP Mitsubishi Alliance has also announced a decision to cut 750 jobs and close its Siraji South mine in Dishart from November. It has been reported that about 1,020 jobs were affected between the two mining companies, with further concerns for the future of the mining sector and in particular resource communities.
In national news, social media platforms will use age inference, drawing on a range of behavioural signs and contextual data rather than facing scanning or government ID as part of the national social media ban starting December 10th. With the social media ban approaching in under 3 months, eSafety's new guidelines have revealed that a $50 million fine will incur if effective age checking methods are not in order. eSafety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant claims eSafety will be marking homework, forcing companies to hand over internal data as part of compliance checks and making the experience frictionless for users. Communications Minister Annika Wells says once the ban is in place and age inference begins, Australians will learn just how much of our data is shared with platforms already.
And Australia and Papua New Guinea have failed to clinch a much-anticipated defence agreement, compromising for a commune instead. Papua New Guinea's cabinet have not approved the military alliance treaty, a disappointing outcome for Australia, who hoped to seal the agreement this week. The mutual defence agreement would see both countries bound to defend each other in the event of conflict, instating Papua New Guinea as Australia's third military ally next to the US and UK. Anthony Albanese downplayed the significance of the non-signing, claiming it was a, quote, "busy week," unquote, citing the absence of some PNG cabinet members and saying he believed the agreement would be signed in the coming weeks.
In international news, Jimmy Kimmel has been taken off air indefinitely for comments about the death of right-wing influencer Charlie Kirk. Kimmel said on air that Trump's allies were, quote, "doing everything they can to score political points," unquote, since Kirk's death. The American Broadcasting Company has announced his show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, will be pulled from air indefinitely. American TV giant Nexstar Media has also said they will not air Jimmy Kimmel Live, saying his remarks were insensitive and offensive in a critical time of US political discourse.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is warming up. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The river's low tide is at 1 p.m. with a king tide around 8 p.m. tonight. This also coincides with the major bite time for the Brizzy River. So anglers, get out there and catch your dinner with brim, threadies and flathead abundant at these times. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.